Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
WWE Hall of Famer Sonny arrested. Vince McMahon versus Pat McAfee now internally listed for WrestleMania. There's an update on Brian Cage's AEW contract and your questions answered. Hello, welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that good stuff. But more importantly, I hope you have a really good Sunday. Whether you're up to nothing, whether you're up to loads today, I hope it goes super smooth. I hope it's gone super smooth so far. And I hope you have a cracking rest of your day. Now, the first wrestling news we have here, it pertains to Tammy Sitch, to Sonny, who has been arrested for the second time this year. Already she was arrested, of course, in January, and this news story, it was picked up by wrestlingnews.co, who picked up the records from the Jersey State Police to say that Sonny was arrested on Thursday in, I have it here, Keensburg, New Jersey. Now there's 11 charges here, so excuse me while I read from my screen here, because it's quite an extensive list. There is operating under influence of liquor or drugs. There is driving after driver's license registration suspended or revoked, careless driving likely to endanger personal property, reckless driving, a failure to wear seat equipment, responsibility of driver, driving without a license, failure to possess driver's license, failure to possess driver's registration, failure to possess driver's insurance card, failure to install interlock or drive car without interlock, and operate motor vehicle license suspension, which is a second violation. Now, that's quite the laundry list of charges facing Sonny. It's sad to see, man. It's sad to see that Sonny obviously has had several run-ins with the law in the last few years. There's been DUIs. There's been eluding police, I think, was one of the charges at one point. There was a violation of a domestic restraining order. I do have that listed here because, obviously, you have to be precise with this sort of news. But, she's due in court on the 10th of March. So, what are we on today? The 27th so of February. So, literally, 10 days, 9 days' time, whatever. 11 days' time. Do my math this morning. It's a Sunday morning. It's a Sunday morning. I've only had one coffee. So, yeah, and I've been having sound issues. So, hopefully, this sounds okay for you. Please. Hopefully, it does. But yeah, this is Sonny's second arrest of 2022. That was in January. There was a charge of making terroristic threats, and unlawful possession of a weapon. Now, you hope that Tammy can get the help that she needs, and hopefully this is the last of these run-ins. But yeah, it's sad to see, man. It seems like lately every few weeks or few months, something like this comes up, and it's you don't like to see it of anybody. But as I said, she is due in court on the 10th of March. She is scheduled to be at WrestleCon in Dallas, Texas during WrestleMania weekend. So obviously, we'll have to see how this impacts that. And we'll have to see how things go from here on out. But speaking of WrestleMania and those reports from the end of the week, maybe the weekend, I don't know. I've had 2 days off, so like time is lost on me. But yeah, there were stories in the last few days that Vince McMahon versus Pat McAfee could be happening at WrestleMania, WrestleMania 38, this coming, what, April the 2nd and 3rd, I believe it is. That's the weekend. Yeah, and now that was the initial reports from John Pollock over at Post Wrestling, and now Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer, is updated to say that, yeah, this match is now internally listed on, well, it's listed on the internal schedule for WrestleMania 38. And I did say match. That is a match between Vince McMahon, 76-year-old Vince McMahon, and Pat McAfee. Now, this is going to kick off on Thursday, because Vince is confirmed to be a guest on the Pat McAfee show this coming Thursday, and it's expected this WrestleMania program is going to kick off from there. Now, me, I'm still skeptical. It's weird because it's just the concept of Vince McMahon, 76-year-old Vince McMahon, who's not what, his last proper match was Bret Hart at WrestleMania 26, so that's 2010. There was the Raw match he did with CM Punk that wasn't ripped. It just was a brawl they did in 2012. We've seen him get headbutted by Kevin Owens. That was pretty gnarly at the time. But yeah, this it's just mind-blown concept of 76-year-old Vince in a match. And despite me thinking, nah, brother, this ain't happening, this is going to be Austin Theory. That's what I'm still kind of sticking to that. This is just purely me speaking on my instinct. I'm thinking this is Austin Theory. And yeah, it's a rivalry between McAfee and McMahon, but Austin Theory is the surrogate, I guess you'd call it. But regardless of me thinking that, all the regular dirt sheets, the outlets, they're all kind of leading with the, this is going to be a match between Vince and Pat. So who knows, man? This is, it's a wild one. But yeah, it's just part of, I get this. Obviously, WWE are looking to make WrestleMania stacked. It's in Dallas. They've got 2 days, two loads of tickets to sell. And you've got supposedly the return to action of Stone Cold Steve Austin. You've got Johnny Knoxville and Logan Paul, Jake. One of the Pauls. I have no idea what these dudes do. I just know that they do things on social media. One's a boxer, one filmed like corpses in a forest somewhere, and those two people might be the same. I don't know, man. Just, no. But anyway, in terms of celebrity involvement, A Paul is there, as is Johnny Knoxville, who may be challenging for the Intercontinental title, which seems nuts. And also, you've got the big champ versus champ match of Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. You've got Ronda Rousey's WrestleMania return, I guess you could call it. You've got her against Charlotte Flair. You've got Bianca Belair finally getting a shot at the Raw Women's title that Becky Lynch has. So they're filling this WrestleMania. And to WWE, it seems like Vince McMahon is a draw for this. And to be fair, he kind of is, because people are curious. But also, you see it, the same people that moan and moan about Vince McMahon, whenever he pops up on a Raw or a SmackDown, there's that massive pop from those exact same people. So, moving away from WWE and away from WrestleMania 38 and over to AEW and over to specifically Brian Cage, The Machine. Now, Fightful Select, Sean Ross Sapp over there, they've got an update on his contract status. Now, we've heard rumblings that certain AEW names may be leaving the company soon because Tony Khan is, unless there's been misdemeanors, he doesn't release anybody, he doesn't fire anybody. But it seems like there's certain contracts he will not renew. So those people, they become free agents. And people thought that maybe Brian Cage would be one of those talents that AEW let go, because the dude's barely been used. Well, he's not been used since October. The last appearance he had was that Philadelphia street fight against Ricky Starks back in October on an episode of AEW Dynamite. And since then, no Brian Cage in AEW. But the dude has been busy. He's been working on the independents. He's been working for Warrior Wrestling. He's fit and ready and able. I feel like I'm going in a Chad Gable direction from back in the day there. But yeah, so people were thinking, rightly thinking, and you look at the guy and you think, Vince McMahon must see him and just think, dude, that's a big beefy boy that I'd like on my roster. So there was kind of that presumption that maybe he's not being used. He's got that look WWE would love. So by all accounts, maybe he leaves AEW, but no. Fightful reports that AEW Tony Khan, they've triggered an option to renew Brian Cage's contract by a further year. Now, this contract is believed to the original contract. Like I said, man, it's a Sunday. The original contract was due to expire on the 21st of February this year. And a couple of days before that, AEW triggered the option to extend that contract by a further year. So Brian Cage will be with All Elite Wrestling. There'll be hashtag All Elite right through until February of next year. And then we'll see what happens. But you think that clearly if Tony Khan, if AEW have renewed this contract, have triggered this extension, which reading of it, it just seems like it's their decision. It was a clause, I guess, in the deal where AEW can trigger an extension for a year if they want. So if they've done that, you've got to think they've got plans for the guy. Clearly, I mean, he's a big, beefy boy who can do some very impressive things in the ring. But I don't know. It just remains to be seen, because you clearly want to use him, but we've not seen him, like I said, since October. So what? November, December, January? 4 months. That was me actually counting on my fingers then. Go with all horsemen on you, brother. Brian Cage, Fightful also adds that he's not been backstage for months, although he was backstage initially for the first few weeks that he wasn't used on TV. But more recently, nope. No Brian Cage.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But what we have got, because there's no more news really of note, but we do have some questions that have come in this morning, which I'm going to get to now and run through quickly. Frank Slipper. Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour, Frank. Oui, oui. How big is Batista's paycheck to appear at a future Saudi or Mania? You think that they're going to ask him. I think they may have already asked him, to be honest, for Saudi Arabia. But I don't know with Big Dave. He seems like more than content. I don't know. It just seems like he's very content doing his acting. And the dude has been great. Just the range, because obviously you see Batista and you think big beefy boy. That's the topic of conversation this morning. But you see big beefy boy, and obviously there's that typecasting where it's like, oh, he's just gonna be playing the meatheads in films. And he has done, and he did initially. But then you see stuff like Blade Runner 2049. You obviously, Drax is somewhat of a meathead, but the delivery he brings to Drax is great. I don't think Dave's in any rush. I don't think Dave's that bothered about money. But then, of course, if you're not that bothered about money and then you turn around and go, here's $5 million, well, maybe you're a bit more bothered about money. I don't know. I think Batista's happy with his lot. He'd always talked about he wanted that one big final WrestleMania match with Triple H. He got it. He's happy in his other career. I don't know. I don't necessarily see Batista coming back. So how big is his paycheck? I think it's tiny, which I don't know what I was doing there, but yeah, I think it's tiny because I don't think there is a paycheck, because I don't think he's interested in coming back regardless of the money, but we'll see. You never say never, brother. Mark Solid. Morning, Andrew. Morning, Mark. Thoughts on having Cesaro joining AEW and teaming up with Miro? Could even do a group, and I'd add Brian Cage and Anthony Ogogo. Thoughts? Hashtag this is your news. Thumper also likes cuddling with my foot when he sleeps. Always happy for a dog picture on a Sunday, Mark. Hope you and Thumper are doing well. As for Cesaro teaming up with Miro, no, I don't know. I mean, it'd work because they're two talented guys, and Cesaro, obviously, he's been one of the go-to tag team guys for WWE in his tenure with the company, whether it was with Tyson Kidd, which, god damn it, man, what a fantastic... And sorry for saying that, because I did see that somebody the other week picked up me saying, god damn it, and kind of told me off. So apologies for that. It was a habit. But yeah, it's like you look at that team you had with Tyson Kidd, and man, what a team that was. Just unfortunately that team got cut short because of Tyson Kidd's injury. But yeah, they were so good together. But you look at the bar, it took two people who were not really doing much, put them together. Great tag team in the end, they ended up being. But you can go back to the Real Americans. That was fun for what it was. But yeah, Cesaro with anybody would be great. For me, I want to see Cesaro come in as a solos act, as a serious, no-nonsense wrestler who just is there to prove that he's the best wrestler on the planet, which maybe sounds a little bit like Bryan Danielson's character, I guess, at the moment. But I think that's through to go with me, is you have him as a singles, unless you pick up the bat phone and you ring a certain Chris Hero and say, how about the Kings of Wrestling? And maybe that's how they come in. I mean, Eddie Kingston's kind of already on Twitter saying, you haven't got the balls to come to AEW, insinuating that it's going to be Cesaro, who supposedly has a lot of real life heat with Eddie Kingston, as does Chris Hero. So maybe it's the King of Wrestling. If they do a tag team with Cesaro, maybe it's the King of Wrestling or Claudio. We should get back to Claudio Castagnoli, not just Cesaro, I guess. But Brian Cage, Anthony Ogogo, Cesaro, and Miro. I mean, I'm sure it'd work. But Anthony Ogogo, I mean, the dude's turned up, I think, lately on a few episodes of Dark. Brian Cage, as mentioned, absent since October. But I guess it's one way you could bring it back to TV, sure. Right, Hector Garcia III, greetings from Chicago. Greetings, Hector. I would love to go to Chicago at some point in time. Before you knew wrestling was a work, what was the most memorable heel turn that surprised or upset you? For me, it was Orndorff turning on Hogan, power driving him in July 86. As a Hulk fan back in the day, not now, of course, nobody is now, I was devastated. Yeah, the Hulkster brother, man, the bane of my childhood. I don't know, watching wrestling as a kid, and it was Hulk Hogan everywhere. It just annoyed me because it's like, I don't know, you don't want to see that guy. Even then it was like, this guy, he's everywhere and he keeps beating people and he kind of cheats, but he doesn't. And so as a kid for me, it was always like, you'd see the other guys that like almost, I guess, an underdog, but Bret Hart was like, yeah, that's always my guy. But and the Warrior, man, Ultimate Warrior, dude, what as a kid, loved him. Then you grow up and you hear his quotes and you see what he says, and it's like, oh god, man, that guy's a piece of whatever, a piece of work, should we say. But anyway, back to the first memorable heel turn. For me, the one that instantly jumps out, it's the Barbershop Man. It's the Rockers. And I still have it. I was only talking yesterday. How many years on are we? What, 1991? So yeah, like 31 years later, and I still talking yesterday about my beef with Shawn Michaels. And that's how it all started, man. Broke up the Rockers. I love the Rockers. What a tag team. And then Shawn broke that up. It ruined it all, man. And then just the litany of misdemeanors from there on, where it's like the Bulldog, another one of my guys, the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, finally wins the Intercontinental title, and it's Shawn that beats him for it. Obviously, Bulldog got suspended, but we'll look over that. Yeah, and then Marty Jannetty's back. Marty Jannetty takes the Intercontinental title off Shawn, but then loses it back to Shawn. And again, that's Marty Jannetty's fault because he got fired and did Marty Jannetty stuff. But then WrestleMania 12, he beats Brett for the belt. It's... yeah, and you've got one night only beating the Bulldog for the European title and the whole backgrounds of that. And then, of course, you got Montreal, that little thing that happened. So, yeah, but my Shawn Michaels beef always circles back to, you ruined the Rockers, man. So, yeah, that's the one for me. And also not a heel turn, but one that also stands out of just being so emotionally invested. And I will happily say, proudly say, I cry like a baby to this day whenever I go back and watch it. It was WrestleMania 7 with the Macho King, Randy Savage reuniting with Miss Elizabeth. Oh, dude, what a match, to be fair, with the Ultimate Warrior. One of Warrior's greatest matches. Well, too bad, one of Savage's greatest matches. But such a great match. I remember the first time seeing that as a kid, and it's like, he's done like 7 elbow drops. Like, that's... nobody kicks out of one elbow drop, really. And Macho's given the Warrior 7 of them. And of course, he kicks out. He does his little sequence and the shoulder blocks and the pin with the foot on his... but yeah. And then Sherry kind of berates Savage afterwards. And he turns around and it's Elizabeth comes through the throat, comes running down the aisleway, and she's in there and she's behind Savage, and he turns around and he's about to, because he thinks it's Sherry. Obviously, violence on women is not cool, but it's like the whole thing is Savage is about to retaliate on Sherry, and he realizes it's Mrs. Elizabeth, and the crowd goes nuts and everybody there cries. I cry like a baby. So that's another emotional moment, but not necessarily a heel turn. But I guess you could kind of say Sherry turned heel on Savage, even though they're both heel. It's one of those de facto babyface turns. And one last question. Travis Zachary, good day, legend. Legend? There's nobody in here with that name, but I appreciate it, brother. Who would win in a fatal four between Bret Hart, Kurt Angle, Brian Danielson, and some other guy? All in their primes. Hashtag this is the news. Hashtag Soul Sunday. Bret Hart. Simple. Bret Hart would win that. But that'd be Bret Hart, Kurt Angle, Brian Danielson. Any combination of those three together in the ring, and that other guy, hell of a wrestler, to be fair, but that's a little bit tinged on that one, to be fair. But right, that is the Solo Sunday news. Hopefully this has sounded okay, because like I said, there are a few minor issues this morning. But I've been Andrew Pollard. This has been What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to come and give us a follow at What Culture WWE. Follow me if you want, at Culture Left Peg. Don't have to. It's cool. I won't be offended. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, and whatever you're doing with your Sunday, make sure it's a good one. And I'll catch you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.